Welcome to SMR's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a recent study that found that younger athletes have more invalid baseline impact exams compared with older adolescent athletes. This is most pronounced when younger athletes are tested in large groups in a non-clinical setting. For us to assess cognitive function following a concussion, we often rely on valid baseline tests. Unfortunately, many factors may increase the risk of invalid baseline tests. While we've seen that 4 to 11% of individuals 13 years or older have invalid baseline testing results, we have no data among even younger athletes. Therefore, the authors reviewed previously collected baseline tests to examine the prevalence of invalid baseline tests between younger and older youth athletes that compared their testing in a small or large groups test setting. 502 athletes between 10 to 18 years of age who participated in a non-scholastic sport completed the online version of IMPACT between 2010 and 2013. Most of the athletes participated in ice hockey or lacrosse. 207 athletes completed their baseline testing in a large group. The large group setting consisted of testing at an athletic facility where approximately 10 athletes were taking the exam with two trained administrators present. 295 athletes completed baseline testing in a small group setting at a neuropsychology center. The small group consisted of testing with 1 to 3 athletes at a time with 3 trained administrators. The authors found that younger athletes who were 10 to 12 years of age had a greater proportion of invalid baseline tests compared with older athletes who were 13 to 18 years of age. Younger athletes who tested in a large group were more likely to provide an invalid test compared with younger athletes tested in a smaller group, older athletes in a larger group, or older athletes in a small group. The author suggests that an athlete younger than 13 should be tested in a smaller group environment under strict supervision to decrease the risk of an invalid baseline test. This suggests that younger athletes may need more attention or supervision and an environment with less distraction when they take their baseline test. The higher rate of invalid test results among younger athletes may indicate that they do not know the importance or the necessity of baseline testing. Additionally, they may not be able to read and understand the instructions for the exam, which would explain the higher rate of invalid tests compared with the older athletes. It was interesting to note that the group setting did not influence the rate of invalid baseline tests among the older athletes who were 13 years of age or older. This indicates that a larger group setting may be reasonable for older athletes as long as the administrators maintain a well-supervised environment. While we know that other factors such as amount of sleep, reading level, and previous history of concussions influence the rate of invalid results among older athletes, we still need to gain better understanding of what influences results among these younger athletes. It will be interesting to see if future research can shed light on these issues and support the current findings, particularly if this research question is explored in a randomized trial. In conclusion, these findings support the need for younger athletes to take their standardized baseline testing in a small group to decrease the rate of invalid baseline tests. This past week, we also had one other post on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. This post described two studies which found that the risk of anterior cruciate ligament revision is relatively low after an autograft reconstruction. Revision rates may be slightly higher for patellar autografts compared with hamstring autografts. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included an old SMR post that we highlighted to celebrate National Athletic Training Month. This post discussed a study that showed that athletic trainers are a good form of social support for our patients. We also shared a systematic review that compared autografted and non-irradiated allografts for ACL reconstructions. Among patients in their 20s and 30s, the authors found that these grafts had similar rates of graft failure, postoperative laxity, and patient-reported outcomes. So remember to follow us on Google+, Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.